staring at the blank computer screen, I was at a complete loss. I had never spoken about being a woman in public before. Not once. I had no talking points or notes to turn to. Then I realized how striking this was, and that I actually had quite a lot to say. I began my talk the next day by explaining that in business we are taught to fit in, but that I was starting to think this might not be the right approach. I said out loud that there are differences between men and women, both in their behavior and in the way their behavior is perceived by others. I admitted that I could see these dynamics playing out in the workforce, and that in order to fix the problems, we needed to be able to talk about gender without people thinking we were crying for help, asking for special treatment, or about to sue. A lot poured out of me that day. Then I returned to Northern California and put the conversation on hold. In the following 4 years, I gave 2 talks on women in the workplace, both behind closed doors to professional women's groups at nearby Stanford. Then one day, Pat Mitchell called to tell me that she was launching TED Women and invited me to speak on social media. I told her I had another subject in mind and started pulling together a talk on how women can succeed in the workforce. A talk that TED later named Why We Have Too Few Women Leaders. Very quickly, I became excited. And just as quickly, I learned that no one else shared my excitement.